Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope everything's going well for you. It's been a crazy morning. Anyway, so today is Retro Thursday, and I was thinking, why do I want a retro? There's a question I get almost every company I get to, every team. Well, we don't need the retro. We don't want a retro. Why should we retro? I don't see any value in the retro. We never seen any value in the retro. And my question is, are we posing the right questions, the right reasons for retroing to the team? And I want to give you five reasons that you can use. And maybe you not use all five at once, but you can use them various people depending on where their take is. But the big thing is, is the question is, what is the retro? What's in it for me? And you really need to grow past that in many cases. We already got a comment. And Tuesday just burned through it in 2 seconds. Interesting. I don't know what that, there's a LinkedIn user, they just burned through it in 2 seconds on the retro. So why retro? Why do we do it? Okay, so let's talk about that. So this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. We're going to get very practical and very tactical, I guess you could say, so that you can bring value to customer, not work crazy hours to get that value and have a little fun along the way. And one of the things behind the retro is not working crazy hours. So let's talk about that. Let's give five things. My goal, everyone likes five things. So I'm going to give a list of five. I probably should have put it in the thumbnail, but I didn't. What are you going to do? I messed up there. So what's in it for me? Why retro? Why? So you get groups. I know everything. I don't need. Why do I need to get better and things like that? And I'm just saying from 30 plus years of experience in life and everything, we always need to get better, right? So reason one, I'm going to say it right now, competition, right? There's always competition coming. New grads from college, people coming in, they're learning new skills, have a new perspective on things. And you have to keep up with, I used to say, keep up with the Joneses in the IT, the tech, or any professional business there is. So you have to stay a little bit ahead. So reason one is competition, right? So keep yourself on toes so you can keep that value return for what you're at. So that's one. Item two, not working crazy hours, right? So what you're doing, technology, people, ideas allow us to get to the next level what we're doing, right? So we won't have to spend as much time working on things we normally would have done. For example, let's say testing. I had to do manual testing. Now that I automated it, I don't have to redo the manual testing every sprint. I don't run a routine and it runs it for me. And it looks at most of the stuff there and gets me a good overall confidence level that things are working. So that's item two, working less hard at what you do, putting in less hours. Item three, there's always ways to look at what we're doing to make a better product or a better thing, right? So by doing the retro, we can look at how can I make this a better product and sell more of what I'm doing? How can I grow the use of this product in more areas, which shows more value? So when I ask for a promotion or a raise, I can say, we turned on five more customers to our product that we already invest the money in by making these adjustments. Therefore, I should be able to get more money. So those are three. One, competition. Two, not working so hard. Three, earning more money, right? And then, those are three. Second one is by helping other people. How can I, during the retrospective, you question yourself, and this helps contributing to your team, to helping other people on your team work better. How can I help other people be better at what they do? And that's one of the questions we do with the retro. How can we as a team get better? So a fourth one is helping other people make their jobs easier too, right? So not only you're making yourself your job easier, but you're helping other people make their job easier. And the fifth one, let's think of this will be a small topic here. The fifth one, let's think about it. There's a million reasons, but I really want to get into why do I need to get better? I already gave you competition. I gave you not work as hard, right? I gave you, what was the fourth, fifth one? I don't know anymore. The third one, just to self-improve, right? And the fourth one was make more money, right? So we got a couple there. The other one is to allow you to be more creative in what you do by eliminating stuff that was blocking you or preventing you from doing what you want. Frees up more time to be more creative. We all like to be creative. That's why we did what we did. If we're spending all our time just maintaining stuff we did 6 months, 2 years, 5 years ago, whatever it would be boring, right? So the retro allows us to say, what's my next adventure? What do we want to do as a group? And how do I not do the old stuff that's boring? So we're going to have more fun because we like to create new product. Some people don't, but even people like to create ways of finding solving bugs, that problem solving capability. So the retrospective is a nice problem solving capability that allows us to have more fun, whether it be in the retro or post retro, building new product. So there's five things, and I don't know if I can remember all five because there's so many of them, but definitely number one is competition. Number two is freeing up more time for yourself. Number three is I don't know what number three was. I'll have to go look at the video, but definitely number four was bringing more value into the company. Well, no, you know what? Number three was bringing more value in the company so you can get asked for a raise. So we have it this way. Competition prevents you from losing your money. Two, freeing up more time so you can enjoy your time. Three, bringing more money into the company because you got more product. Therefore, you can ask for more money. Fourth is helping your teammates as a give back, because that's always nice, helping other people succeed. That's a good feeling thing. And the fifth one is so you can have more fun, right? We want to free up all that old stuff so we can have fun and come up with new ways to do all the other four, right? And that's fun. Growing is fun. Stagnant, I don't care who you are. It's not fun to be at the same level forever. It gets boring. So those are my five things. I guess I figured them all back up again. So one is competition. Two is freeing up more time. Three, earn more money. Four, helping your teammates, giving back. And five, having more fun because now you can be your creative self. So those are the five reasons for a retro. Maybe you can use them up with some of the people that say, why do we do reasons? But I wanted to give you five that you can say. And you can say, hey, did any of these five resonate with you as far as a retrospective? Ask your team when you do one-on-ones and say, hey, you know, in retrospective, I got these five things. Did any one of these five things resonate with you? And if so, how can we apply any one of those five things to what we do in a retro? And ask the team for help. You don't have to have all the answers for why you want to do a retro, but get them to contribute. The key for an agile coach, this is where you go, young Padawan, is to get the team to contribute to the solutions and not always you as a coach or a scrum master. With that, I want to wish you all the best. Happy retrospecting, happy scrumming, and see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Bye. And see ya.